I was just reading Saturday Spectator, the comments about the market. It says it needs a bigger buy-in. It says it's a money-losing venture. And will the current patrons be able to pay that price? Well, the patrons, which are the vendors, were told one thing when they moved or were forced to move into Jackson Square, inside Jackson Square, so that this new glass-filled farmers market could be set up, and I guess the idea is all for the people, but it is not all for the people. It's for show. It's for yuppies. That window alone shows that whoever wants to design it and whoever decided that that's how they would go doesn't understand climate change. That's going to come back on them. Anna Bradford is the head of the board, and there are four counselors on that board. Brad Clark is one of them, Ron Pasuda, who is a farmer, Brian McCaddy, and Lloyd Ferguson. Now, this is new and shocking news to the vendors. There's over 100 vendors sitting where it is now, and they were suddenly given information or paper that they were no longer allowed to rent a stall in the new market, the new farmers market that was to open in October and now will open in January. No reasons were given. They've got hardly any notice. That's not a way to do business. People come down to the downtown area because of the farmers market, not to hang around on the streets, but to go into the farmers market, talk to the vendors, get some local grown food, organic produce. One of the organic produce sellers, Dilly's, is being thrown out, and I don't understand that one because they've been in the market since the late 1800s. They sell all kinds of peanuts, but they have another stand that sells history organic vegetables, and that's hard to find. So somebody at City Hall has not been doing their research.
Okay, my name's Shane Coleman. We're Dilly's Organics. We also have the nut stand. My family's been on the market since 1835. My family goes right back to Battlefield Park. If you know the Gage House, the Nash House, and the Smith's Knoll, Smith's Knoll is my grandfather's farm. So we sell local Ontario produce, organics, and heirloom varieties of vegetables.
Heirloom varieties?
Yeah. Like, you got like black carrots.
Oh, yeah.
To be heirloom, what we say is it has to be in the 1912 seed catalog, and then it's considered an heirloom variety.
So you're totally organic.
Yeah, but we were one of the stands that was rejected.
Were you rejected just recently?
We just received a letter last week.
What was the reason for rejection?
It doesn't say. All the scores are kept secret.
That makes absolutely no sense.
No.
What would you like the public to do about this?
They have to look at what's going on. You can't just throw people's businesses out because maybe that you had. Why? I mean, you can't say why some people got thrown out. It's not a quality issue. It's not. I think it's a matter of did they get along with the management or not. I was a more vocal person. I spoke at city council many times at trying to revive the downtown and having parking downtown. So it was just. I don't think it was chosen by a point system.
One of the arguments I heard was that they wanted more space for people to sit, especially the handicapped disabled, to have room to sit and chat.
Well, I totally agree. They made two office rooms. I think one office room should actually be a nursing room for women to nurse children. We have one in the back corner, but it's not being used. It should be a family-type room.
But that's not enough of an excuse to throw out 45 stands, is it?
No, it's not enough. Many people like the cheese people, this cheese man here, you can't compare cheeses. How is his cheese any less quality? Or if you go around the corner, there's a Janssen's cheese. They've been here 100 years, and they received a letter to say that they're not going to be in. We have a Mennonite lady, or they sell bread here, and they have a Mennonite stand over there. Well, what's wrong with their stand? There's nothing wrong with the stand. Why is it being removed?
So nobody's been given any reason why, just a sudden notice.
And I'd like to say one thing. I've been reading in the newspaper. The newspaper says the market's been losing $300,000. It's not true. If you go back to the financial statements from 2005 and before, the market never lost money. The current management structure, they've left empty stands. If we look, there's an empty stand here. There's an empty stand in the corner. There's another empty stand here. Why didn't they put a call out for people years ago to fill up the market? It was a management problem. It has nothing to do with the vendors.
Management of this?
Of the building.
Of this location, this
space? You see, if we go back, there was an urban collaborative report done in 2006, and the city paid for it. And the report said if you want to revitalize the market, there's certain things you have to do. The number one was deal with the parking issue. Because if we go outside today, everywhere outside is $10 and $20 to park. How can families make regular trips to a market if the prices go up to $20? The number two was they suggested the city doesn't usually be able to manage a business. They're not business orientated to stimulate what they need downtown. They said that we needed to create what was called a board of directors. The board of directors should have a voice from the market. There should be two people. There should be two from the city, and there should be one or two citizens. And so we could change the issues, not just by the city's thinking, but also from the vendor's point of view.
Right.
This one should be. So when I brought it to council, saying that this report suggested we should have a board of directors, what the city council did was they created a subcommittee, and the subcommittee's sitting five councillors. These five councillors never shop on the market.
You know, I've never seen any of them here.
Never.
Myself, and I come here all the time.
And I'll tell you,
I want local produce, and yeah. I want to know where it comes from.
Oh, it's good to know. But we also have to look at the demographics of downtown. The median income is 19,000, and it's a highly ethnic-based downtown. If we don't have parking, you're not going to have Ancaster, Flamborough, Waterdown, or Stony Creek come here. You're going to have the people who's living locally.
Yep.
So if they want to eat their bananas, their papayas, and samosas, we can't say we're not going to give you as good of a stand because you're selling what the public asks for. We're in a market economy. It's the people that choose. It shouldn't be someone in City Hall choosing who stays and who goes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Based on what information? You know, how are they making these decisions?
Nobody
seems to know.
They seem very random to me.
How soon is the new market opening?
The market should have been done in October, the end of October, but they've delayed us going back from October, so our contracts would expire. So it made it easier to remove a few vendors. I think the public has the right to know. This market was actually donated by Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller, if you go back to the original deed, this land can be nothing else but a market. The city is not allowed to alter it in any way.
Well, we've seen how the city's altered King's Forest.
Yeah.
And taken whatever, they've appropriated whatever lands they want for urban sprawl.
Urban sprawl is something, my family goes right back to Edie Smith, and it breaks my heart to see those fields in Winona all ripped up, the cherry trees, every strawberries are all gone. It's just waiting to be subdivisions. It's got to stop.
I've been seeing this all my life. I actually was born and raised for the first part of my life on a farm just down the street from Edie Smith. Mm. And we were one of the suppliers of peaches and cherries to Edie Smith.
You would have known my grandpa.
Well, probably.
Yeah, Coleman.
Yeah, that's your name.
But it's still got to be the consumer that knows why we buy Ontario.
Yeah.
And it is better.
And they must really know about your stand because of the organic and historical factor of it.
Yes, yes.
Especially when we have so much pollution to deal with and we have to really watch what food we eat.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tom Cooper, the director of the Hamilton Roundtable, points out that there's a food desert downtown, that you have to go to a Fortino's over on Dundurn or a variety store and pay high prices. And he says, too, that if you want a vibrant and diverse market, it would be great to get people from across Hamilton to go to the market and pick what stands and stalls they need. So that's exactly what I did. I went Saturday after the Santa Claus parade, and I went around to two or three of the stands that had petitions going. And I spoke to them, and I spoke to some of the customers who are just, some of them are in tears because they've been coming for years to the same vendor. One stand, a cheese shop called Sam and Sons, very nice gentleman behind the counter, he just stocked up on $30,000 worth of cheese, and he's been told he doesn't have a stand in the new market. He got petitions out with comments on his counter one day, Saturday afternoon. By the time I got there at 3 o'clock, he had 13 pages filled and filled with comments, and you'll hear them later. Another fellow who may be questionable as far as being locally and organic, but he supplies fruit all year round by going to the Ontario Buyers Market and buys fruit from Chile. And as he says, people want fruit all year round. We've been spoiled. He is supplying that produce for them. Only the people that work the stands know what the customers want, because if they don't give the customers exactly what they want, they won't stay in business very long. So this board and those counselors that were on the board, sitting in a room in City Hall, making these decisions that are putting people basically out on the street with no warning, they need to go into that mall, they need to shop, and they need to find out who is the most popular stall. They need the people to tell them. rather than just, I don't know what picking order they did, but they pick wrongly in several cases. And by the way, I've been shopping in that farmer's market down in Jackson Square and before for years, and I have never seen a counselor shopping there. So now you're going to hear some of the voices of a few of the stall owners that were suddenly given this letter. January, when we open the new market, you're not coming. Okay, we're at the farmer's market, and we're talking to one of the vendors who's after 45 years.
My parents had a stall here, and it dates back that we've been paying the city rent for 45 years.
Okay, so I'm going to let Charlie tell his story.
The story is that we were guaranteed space when we left the original space at the market. We were told that we had an option if we want to move to Jackson Square. We could, and if we didn't, we would have space at the new renovated market. I had an application form informing me with registered mail that at this time it's not possible for my business to operate at the farmer's market.
So what you're saying is after the information was given to you for the change and telling you that you're going to get a spot in the new market stall,
yes,
within weeks before the new opening, you're now suddenly told you don't get a spot.
Yes. After all those years, our renewable contracts turned into application forms, which if somebody doesn't write a good application form, basically loses their stall. If you run a good business, I don't understand why you need to sign an application form. You've paid your rent to the city. This nonsense about that the city subsidizes the market for $300,000. The stallers were told what to pay, and I believe they're paying what they're told to pay. Now, that's the city's problem on how they budget the market and what they're subsidizing, which the market, I believe, was running fairly even until the Culture and Rec Department, took over. And the manager of Culture and Rec, Anna Bradford, keeps telling everybody that the market is getting subsidized $300,000, but we also have staffing here that is taking away tons of wages without even doing their jobs. And they're making reports and harassing stallholders here that have lost their jobs, that these are the people that I've created jobs for people here, and now...
You mean the stall owners?
The stall owners have created jobs here.
And the stall owners are the reason that people come to the market.
It's
local food.
That's right. And this baloney about the changing, diversifying the market, and they want a new dynamic, this is insulting, and it's discriminating against seniors that have been coming here for years, that they want a new, younger generation. People that are... If they talk about Code Red, and you want to start selling organic, and you want to sell this high quality. You know what? Give the consumer an option. If he wants high quality, he buys high quality. If he wants to buy low quality because he's got four kids and he's on one wage, then give him the option. The city is making this place a place that if you don't make $50,000 a year, you don't come.
One of the arguments I heard from them as well, we want to make it a place where people can feel comfortable coming in a wheelchair and sitting, and a space needs to be there for them to come and sit. If people are coming to the market to buy food and there's places they can sit, don't take away booths supplying local food to put a place for somebody to sit in a wheelchair. I travel in a wheelchair. I don't need a big space in this market to sit or move my chair. I get through these crowds with no problem. I can stop wherever I want. I personally don't feel there's a need for a specific space cordon off, which is forcing you guys out, for people like myself to gather.
I agree, and I also can say that anybody that has the meter ticket or a parking lot they've paid for by the hour are not going to come to the market to sit down and waste time at. They're going to get their groceries and they're going to get out, especially when the parking was taken away. We had 1 hour free parking. It was also taken away. So you take away the parking, and then you on the other hand, you put seating areas so you can, the meter could be ticking and people sitting down, these birthday parties, these kitchens. Anybody in their right mind are not going to come for a birthday party at the farmer's market with a meter ticking. The people that come up with these ideas, it is just absolute nonsense. The vendors in the market that stand behind their stand 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, know what the people want. That's what the people didn't want this. This is a yuppie place that they want to turn into, but they have all the public is outraged. The customers in the market are outraged, and I don't think the city has the right to tell people what they should do with their money and how to spend it. People, they have an option. Yeah, and the market, that's what makes a market. A market makes it for high quality stuff, for the lower income people. That's why there's a market.
It's local food, which is also the most important thing.
Yes, but you can't have local all year round. There's going to be U.S. There's going to be American product. I have customers that want strawberries every day, every week. So it's my job to find them from Peru, to find them from Argentina. Yes, there are people that they won't buy a strawberry from Mexico and they won't buy it from Argentina. But I have customers that want strawberry every week. People have cakes to make and stuff like that. So what are they going to wait for 2 months of the year for strawberries?
Yeah, I understand.
You know, we have to emphasize on local food, but we also, the city, if the market has become where it's become, it's the city that had to enforce the market. You don't start enforcing rules by kicking people out. You enforce rules over time. And these rules have not been enforced. No rules in this place have ever been enforced.
You just pointed out to me that rules change.
But they change, but you have to give people opportunity to adapt to those rules. There's no, we didn't get a chance to adapt to those rules. If you want to change something in the market, that's fine, but give the people opportunity. Also, I like to say that I am going through an appeal process to get my stand back, and we had a newsletter on a Saturday delivered to the people that have been approved for the stalls, and they have allowed the stallholders to go and see their new place or pick out their new place in a new farmer's market. If my appeal process is December 9th, I don't believe that anybody should be going to look at any stalls because I haven't been denied in my appeal process. I could be accepted, so why should I go to the bottom of the list?
How many stalls are not getting space in the new market?
In total there was about 14. They say 24 vendors, but it's a little bit different because there were certain businesses here running under the same name. So, but it's up there anyway. And how do you accommodate 9 new vendors?
Yeah.
How do you throw out old vendors to bring in new vendors?
Some of these people have been here, like you say your stall's been here 45 years.
There's been stalls here for...
Family generations have come here.
There's been stalls here from the beginning of the 1900s, the 1800s. So I don't think, you know what, if we had a vote, and they made us sign an application. The transition committee from City Hall made us sign an application based on a point system, which the point system was farmers first, 30 points for farmers, 25 points for complete application, all these certain points, which on this application, none of these points point out how many stall customers a stallholder brings to a stand or how many brings to benefit the market. Because there's certain stalls here that bring hundreds and thousands of people to their stall, and some stalls that just bring 10 or 12. And this is not reflected in this application.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Course it is, because when I'm bringing in, or other vendors are bringing in hundreds of people, they're helping everybody else that's here.
That's right.
They're not only helping me. They're not only buying from me.
So they're turning what is basically an essential service, providing food right downtown in the market, into a tourist location.
Exactly. And they're cutting down stalls and they're maximizing stalls. When I understand, you know, if there's a construction in a place, you're never going to get the way it was. But to not be considered to have any space at all is 100% a disgrace.
That's wrong.
An absolute disgrace. Because people need to make a living like everybody else. To understand about farming, and you've spoken to me as a reseller, and the funny thing is they're criticizing the food terminal, which is a beautiful place that has a beautiful farmer's market, that farmers go there, and the people, the farmers that don't have time to go and stand behind a stall, they supply their stuff there in wholesale, and a guy like me goes there, and all my farmers that I do deal with are outraged that they won't be seeing me in January.
It just doesn't make any sense, especially when there's so many jobs being lost. They are intentionally causing more job loss. So for people to sign the petition, if they're interested, they don't have much time to do that. I suggest they come down to the farmer's market and go to your stall, and your stall is called?
Charlie's Corner. I suggest they sign the petition. I also suggest that they email counselors from the transition committee, which is Brian McCaddy, Lloyd Ferguson, Robert Pursuda, and Brad Clark.
Okay.
Those are the four appointed for the farmer's market.
So you heard what he said. The idea is contact those four counselors. Tell them what you think about some of these farmers being, or stalls being thrown out at last minute. And once again, Hamilton is not thinking straight and clearly making policies and changing those policies.
Paid their rent. Charlie, for one, because he's right across from us. And these people beside us, same thing. They paid the rent in hopes that they could go back. And they, like, and then all of a sudden, goodbye.
So it certainly doesn't, I mean, they're not promoting the market by kicking out the market.
No. But then, what really got was really something today, one of the counselors, I haven't got the thing with me, asked for. But one of the counselors has offered space down in Stony Creek, I think it is, if for the ones that are kicked out of here. Well, don't you think this counselor should be working for what we've got here and trying to promote us having this, the market here?
Okay, Williams Brothers from Waterdown, been here years since my grandfather was here. Local farmers in Waterdown.
So what has happened to you? What has happened to your stand?
Oh, I have a stand. But I don't know where it is or how big it is. Nobody knows yet.
But wasn't this all agreed to before when they first got you to move into this location?
Isn't into
some,
this?
Some kind of agreement about what will happen to you when you move back?
No, not at all. Not. We were supposed to be a new and improved market when we moved back, and that's what you expect when you spend $10 million, right?
Yeah.
Why would you expect to go back to a much smaller area and not improved at all? If you spend $10 million on something, you should have some improvements, not go back 30 years or 40 years.
Did they give you any explanation why certain stalls can't go back?
Their explanation is that they have building code regulations they had to bring the building up to. For example, adding a few washrooms and stuff. But that doesn't take up 46 stalls, and that's what we lost.
And why is this at the last minute, my question?
That's what I'd like to know. Why weren't we informed of this long ago when they knew about it? And
yeah,
they're just telling us now. They knew all along what was going to happen.
What would you like listeners to know about this? What do you would like the citizens of Hamilton to do about it?
I want them to call their counselors and email them and let them know that it's unacceptable to let somebody from City Hall, a staffer from City Hall, throw innocent people out on the street with no income. What are they going to do? This is their only income.
Which counselor did they talk to? Who was around the other day telling Stony Creek might be an option?
That was Brad Clark. But their local counselor, whoever it is, doesn't matter. Any ward, because they'll all get the message. We got customers today from all over the place, even Burlington, that are going to phone the mayor's office. They're outraged.
Okay, exactly what do you want people to say to these counselors?
Just tell them it's not right to be somebody from the City Hall of Hamilton who makes about $100,000 a year telling these people who bring people downtown to they want to revitalize downtown. What are they doing, throwing people out on the street?
Yep, doesn't make any sense.
No. Anna Bradford says in the paper today that we run a $300,000 deficit, the market. The market, they're $300,000 in the hole by running the market. If that's the case, and she had $10 million to renovate the new market, and if that's the case, then she should have took some of that $10 million and expanded the market to make revenue for the city. She should have made 46 new stalls, not 46 less stalls.
That's a lot of stalls. How many stalls are in the entire market right now?
I think 180-something. I'm not sure.
Close
it's a good chunk. And it's not acceptable.
You
don't spend $10 million and
especially at the last
and have nothing to show for it at the end of it. Nothing.
Absolutely. Okay,
so
thank
that's
you
the
very
problem.
Much.
This is here, it's called Sam and Son International Cheese. It's been in the business for 42 years. Now they're telling us, and including 23 others, that you can't have a stand in the farmer's market. And no direction of where to go. Like a livelihood of 24 families are in jeopardy. I don't know what to say. And
Gord was just telling me you just invested a lot of money in your product cheese and you got
exactly,
this notice
yes,
last minute.
Yes, exactly. There's at least maybe $30,000 cheese in my fridge here. cheeses are expensive, you know.
Yes, they are.
A little piece of cheese is a tiny piece, $5-6 anyway.
How long have you been here in this market?
I took over this business a couple of years ago, but prior to that, I was in the food court of Jackson Square. I had the salad bar. It was called Sumptuous Salad Bar and Soup. That I sold it to another person, and all these 13 years that I ran that business, I knew Sam and Carmelina, the previous owner of here, and then they wanted to retire, and I took over their business.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea. Today I received a newsletter, like every Saturday they send us newsletter.
Who is they? Who's they?
They are the director of, I mean, people of Farmers Market, and they in large letter they write, go to Stony Creek. There are empty stores in Stony Creek. I live in Dundas, and how can I go to Stony Creek?
Then you get a customer here. I'll just pause it.
I don't want to be in. I mean, we have to be against the diet. Is not good. Is it cut off or it's working?
What do you want the public to do?
I think awareness, I think all Hamiltonians should know what's going on. Totally a wrong decision. They should make people that have maybe 2-3 stars, give them one, and give everyone have a chance to be at Farmers Market. I only ask for like a 20 feet by 10, that's about 200 square feet. And this is the business that has been at Farmers Market years and years, 40, I mean, ever since this establishment.
100 years, about 100 years.
Yes, and 42 years they've been.
Okay. I'm at Sam and Son's Cheese Shop, and I'm just reading the comments page on some of his petitions. He's got 13 pages at this one stall. These are amazing comments, saying, please keep them in exaggerated print. This is our place. Not yours. This is a terrible thing to do. Terrible throwing people out on the street in this economy. This is unfair to the small businessmen. Please reconsider. Don't punish vendors for someone else's oversight. Reconsider. We need cheese. You only deal with Dave. This is the best cheese. I will only buy from Dave. This market needs his variety and customer base. Another one says, cannot believe this disgusting decision they have done. Another one says, I'm appalled at the decision-making of city bureaucrats. Shame, keeping Sam and Son's cheese out of the new stall. Another person says, 40 years here, just wrong. You are taking away one of the best stalls on the market. Knowledgeable, courteous, friendly stall. Why is he leaving? Fantastic service, a great product. Another one signed BS, 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 BS. Please let him continue. Please let the stand continue. Only reason we come here is for the Sam and Son cheese. I've seen a couple of those. Friendly place in the market. He says it's not fair, another one. 42 years of paying taxes and working for us. So don't build a new market on the back of broken promises, broken dreams. I want the cheese to stay. Need the merchants here. Let all the existing stalls stay in the new market. Another page says, best cheese in the market. Other ones say, what the, and we can't say the words. This is a bad choice that should be reversed. Farmer market is for farmers, not demos and daycare. Bad choice to be reversed. Another one says, I'm furious. This is unexceptional. This makes no sense. How can you do this? Another one says, best booth in the market. Get real, Hamilton. I like this comment. It says, have you ever heard of the recession? You need small businesses to boost the economy. I agree with that one. It goes on. Why cancel the best shops? This is a bad choice that should be reversed. The board choices need to be reversed. This makes no sense. Another one says, how can you do this? It just goes on and on. Another one says, stop screwing businesses. Let the customers decide who survives. We need the vote. Sam should stay. He's got 13 pages, this one booth, of these signatures with these comments. Keep our people is another one. Terrible idea. It just goes on and on. My favorite cheese shop. Best quality cheese. Another one says, just plain shameful. Another one says, bad reflection on Hamilton. Best diversity of quality cheese, not fair to quality vendors. It just goes on and on. Every vendor you talk to in this farmer's market that they've been reduced to has been suddenly given a choice of leave. That's it. No reasons, no explanation. Grant Clark has offered some of these booths to have a space in Stony Creek. But as this cheese vendor says, he's from Dundas. His customers are in Dundas. They're not going to go all the way to Stony Creek. Other vendors have told me that a lot of their customers walk here because the parking is $20. This is a downtown pedestrian market. We are killing what the city is trying to do, making a downtown community, downtown businesses thrive.
You know, today's spectator, this is Anna Bradford, who is the director of Farmers Market. Never, ever she walked at Farmers Market. I never saw her coming to see as a responsible director of a place to walk and see what the stockholders are doing. And also, I'm sorry to say, our mayor, he was part of the Farmers Market Committee. Wherever we had meetings.
Which mayor? The old or the new one?
The new one.
Barbara Tina.
Exactly. Every meeting we had, him and Anna Bradford, they sat together, answered questions and things, and they both are in charge of whatever is going on. I here read something about the total rent they collect. It's somewhere here. I have two stars. I pay $800 a month. How come this figure? I don't know where she gets it. She later down here refers to all we collect is $5,000 to $6,000 yearly. I was just reading.
It doesn't make sense. There's 100 stalls almost in here, so. And your rents have all gone up from what I've heard. You said you pay $800.
Because I have two stalls, so assume it's $300 per stall, something like maybe $400 per stall. Then times 100, that's totally a wrong figure. Please find where it refers to $5,000 to $6,000.
Currently, the market's only income comes from $5,000 to $6,000 yearly rent paid by each stallholder.
Oh, so.
I think each stallholder pays more than $5,000 a year.
Yeah, me, I pay $794, say $800. That's $12,000 me alone. $800 times 10 is $8,000. Then no, about $10,000.
So,
I pay $10,000.
Here we go.
Those guys have three stalls. They pay a time and half of
They've
me.
Quoted Tom Cooper from the roundtable for the poverty reduction. Here we got all these poor and hungry people downtown. They need affordable food. They can't get that at the grocery store. They come to the stalls at the end of the day for that. He says he calls it a food desert downtown. He's right. You can't get food unless you go to the farmer's market. He says, I think any plan that could potentially see prices raise would be of concern, particularly around the issue that the city as a whole is trying to promote more healthy eating. Well, kudos to Tom Cooper.
I called this lady and we had
Anna Bradford.
Years. We had 15 minutes at least conversation. She tells me there's too many cheese businesses. I told her, well, there's too many flowers, there's too many vegetables. And I have my own bakery. Now, I think with the new floor plan that they did at the new place, they made a mess of the area.
Yeah.
They added the cooking class area. I think children's birthday party places, things like that. Even St. Lawrence with that huge in Toronto doesn't have facilities such as this. You haven't expanded the ground.
She's looking for cheese and I'm looking for cheese.
Okay. My name is Karen, and I come to the market to buy cheese from this gentleman every week. I'm really saddened and disappointed to hear that they're taking a stall away. The reasons sound very vague and unfair, and I'm disappointed with the city of Hamilton. It's really too bad.
What do you think people should do about it?
I think everybody who comes to the market should stand up and speak for this man and the other people who are being unfairly asked to leave. The market, the Hamilton market, is one of the best assets to downtown Hamilton. And the city to damage it is really disappointing.
They work long, hard hours on their feet behind those stands, 12 hours a day, but they're up before dawn. They have to shuffle everything in and they have to shuffle everything out. So they work hard. Those secondary buyers that bring the fruit into the farmers market, if all of those are to go and not be allowed to have a stall in the new place for the farmers market, there won't be any strawberries. You won't find oranges. You'll only find what we can grow here. So no bananas, no cantaloupes, no summer foods. Has that been taken into consideration by the board?